At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Here we go. So Chicago is on the clock. Throw it in the chat. Who should we lock in for Chicago's very first pick here? Do we think they go Caleb? Do we think they go Marvin Harrison Jr.? Do they go Drake May or Jaden Daniels? Emil says Williams. Who's Marco says Drake. All right. Of course, we know it's going to be Caleb. Okay. There we go. All right. Now, this is going to be interesting here. Now, we could do trades, but we're not just doing bullshit trades if we are going to do a trade. It has to make sense. Okay. Hey, Derek, salute. You got here just in time. We're doing the first round mock draft of the NFL. Anybody who's in here can get in the mix. So we're on Washington. So Caleb, we locked in Caleb at the number one. Now, who do we think Washington goes with the number two pick? Marty said got to be Jaden Daniels. I'm with you on it having to be a QB. I'm with you on the QB. And Emil said Drake. Marco said Drake. So really, I mean, the way that we're going to do this is kind of just by consensus. So who else? I mean, if we're on the QBs, who thinks it's going to be Drake? Who thinks it's going to be Jaden Daniels? Because right now, Marty said Jaden Daniels. I'm with you, Marty. I think it is going to be Jaden Daniels as well. But we got two for Drake as well. So we got two for Drake and we got two for Jaden Daniels. Magic Man Ricky said Williams. I wish he pulled an Eli, forced his way into Washington. Magic Man Ricky's on Daniels. Derek said Jaden Davis, but I know he means Daniels. Emil says Jaden Daniels is just too small. I mean, I get it, but I still feel like the hype is with him a little bit over Drake May. And Mario said, I'm good with Drake, but I personally think it would be JD. I mean, there's more people who are saying Jaden Daniels at number two, so that's where we're going. Patriots. Stranger said, get high, just don't fuck up. Exactly. Oh, we're not going to stop getting high. And yeah, Emil said, either way, Washington should go. QB, PB and waivers, 6'4", 211, exact same time as Goff, Lamar entering the league. And yeah, Magic Man Ricky doing the full first round. Yes, sir. All right. Marco said Drake to the Pats. Derek said Drake to the Pats. And Emil said, I think that New England trades their draft pick to the Chargers for Marvin. You know what's really crazy is I feel like the Patriots do trade down. We got to get a few people to kind of agree like on that, like how we would do it. Because, and also, I don't know if the Chargers are going to jump up. Like they should and they could, but the Chargers just fucking suck. Like the only time I've seen them jump up in the first round was to jump up to draft Kenneth Murray over Jordan Brooks and Patrick Queen. And like, so they only do stupid shit when they jump up. Emil said, Hus hates the Chargers. Hey, I'm spitting facts, bro. I'm spitting facts. Like these are not opinions. These are not opinions. They fuck up. And Stranger said, I'll speak up when I pick 18. Okay. Sounds good, bro. And Magic Man Ricky said the Pats trade down. I'm with the Pats trading down. Now, can we come up with some kind of reasonable scenario of who actually trades up? Yeah, could be the Chargers. Yeah, see, I don't think Tennessee. I don't think Atlanta. I don't think fuck. I mean, if the Jets did, that'd be crazy. I don't think they would, though. Like, do we think Minnesota really jumps up? They could. They could. I mean, that. I don't know how much, like, how far would they be willing to jump up? How far would they be willing to jump up? Marty said Vikings trade the 11, 23, and a 25 first for the number three. Dennis, you still over there? You still over there on Rumble, Dennis? Man, that'd be kind of insane. And he said, and Marco said the Vikings trade with the Cards for JJ McCarthy. All right. So it is, I feel like it's going to be hard for us to figure out who would actually trade. I feel like we just lock in Drake May. What do you guys think about that? Because I know that if the Pats don't trade that, I feel like no matter what, they're taking a QB. I mean, they have to, right? Emil said the JJ McCarthy hype is not real. I'm not buying it. Yeah, I don't think it's like, I don't think he's getting drafted before number 20. Like, if he gets drafted in the first, I feel like it's going to be a lower first. Okay, so is everyone okay with me locking in Drake May for the Pats? We could try to work out some crazy ass, you know, trade scenarios, but who knows if that's actually going to happen. We could do this again, you know, on another morning as well as we get like more news. But who's good with me locking in Drake May for the Pats? Yeah, Marty said, yep, that's realistic. Ricky said, if I'm the Pats, I'm taking it. All right, let's lock in Drake May on the Pats. And I mean, shit, once we get there, I mean, we already know, like, everybody's good with Marvin Harrison Jr. at number 4, right? I don't think he's making it past the Cardinals. Ricky said Jacoby has begun losing Pats. Oh man. Yeah, Marty said they would be in the similar situation as Carolina, trying to put a penthouse on a mudslide for sure. I mean, that's why they probably do trade back, just to get more. Because if they can trade back and stay in the top 10 somewhere and get like one or two extra first round picks, I mean, why wouldn't that make sense to them? But yeah, for this, you know, for this purpose though, we'll lock in Drake May. Everybody good with Marvin Harrison Jr. going at number 4? Whoa, Emil said Arizona's going neighbors. Okay, well, at least we can be, we're all on the same page that they'd be going wide receiver with that pick. So throw in the wide receiver that you guys think that we should lock in for Arizona, and we're going, and you know, we're just going consensus. So whoever's name pops up the most, that's who we're plugging in. So I'm going to say Marvin Harrison Jr. for that one. Go ahead, throw in what wide receiver or what name you think they're going to be taking. And Marco said the Cards trade down. If they can get Marvin Harrison Jr., they ain't trading down. Like, if they can't get him because someone jumps up, like, yeah, like if the Chargers did do that, like, I mean, yeah, I just don't see the Chargers making smart moves like that. They just don't. They don't. And who knows what they'd pick up. Okay. Yep. All right. Marvin. Okay. Now the Chargers with pick number 5. Now, I don't know if you guys heard me mention this. We have never seen 2 wide receivers get drafted in the top 5 of any NFL draft. Like, we've seen wide receivers go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, like all in their own draft, but we've never seen 2 wide receivers going top 5 in the NFL draft. So that would just be insane. And I'm with you, Derek. Neighbors is who I would lock the Chargers in for that pick. And that would be insane because, yeah, then this would be at least the most top-heavy wide receiver class as of pick number 5. I think the most wide receivers drafted in the first round ever was number 7. And it was the same year that the Cardinals drafted Larry Fitzgerald, I believe, at number 4. And Emil said, Joel, the And so who's Joe Alt? And said they're going to run the ball. And Marty said the Chargers trade back 6 picks with Minnesota and the 11 and 23 and next year's second. See, that would be interesting. That would be interesting because where are the Vikings at? 11, right? Yeah, so that's not an insane amount of picks to drop and to get 2 of them. Ricky said the Chargers are getting the tackle. Okay, so is that Joe Alt? I mean, I don't know. And I'm just saying, like, it would be a Chargers thing to do to, like, put all this money behind Herbert and then give him no wide receivers. Like, that would be the ultimate Chargers thing to do. So, if you guys say they're getting the tackle, I mean, throw the consensus. Throw it in again. Throw it in. So, we got, I mean, Emil said Joe Alt. Ricky said, Magic Man Ricky said they're getting the tackle, so that's 2. Marty said Joe Alt, son. Okay. All right. That's who we're going is. And all right, let's see. There we go. All right. Here, that many, huh? All right, everyone. And it's a Harbaugh thing. Okay, see, yeah. It's gonna be a Chargers thing. Let's put all this money into Herbert, but not get him any wide receivers. That'd be a hella Chargers thing to do. I'm with you guys. All right. Now the Giants. Here we go. Giants need a lot. What do we think that the Giants do with their pick? Yeah, see, I mean, none of the Whew. Marco said neighbors to the New Jersey Giants. Neighbors for Derek. Magic Man Ricky said it's the chief way is no wide receivers, 2 back-to-back. Yeah, I mean, you say no wide receivers. I mean, they got a Travis Kelce who accounts for like 3 wide receivers on every other team. So, yeah, I get it. I get it. They don't have a Travis Kelce. They don't. So, yeah. Whew. PDB and Waivers said Bowers or the OT from OSU or Penn State. Okay. Magic Man Ricky said neighbors to the Giants. So we got 3 for neighbors right now. And that's what's crazy is like, I think that I would be going. I probably have them jumping up for the tackle. But that's still that. So that would still be 2 for the tackle. 2 for the tackle. And but let's not put in. But PB and waivers, don't put in Bowers or, you know, just pick and choose. So I'll say that you're going for that tackle like I am. And but we still got 3 for neighbors, though. Let's see if we get anyone else voting on this to see if we get the numbers changing. And Ricky said, facts, you're right. No Kelce. Yeah, that changes everything. I'm not saying you don't need wide receivers. I mean, they do. But I remember, I know Magic Man Ricky, I know you remember this because I was already playing fantasy football. I can't remember what year. Maybe it was 2012, maybe it was 2013, where the Chiefs went an entire season without throwing a touchdown to a wide receiver. Remember that? What year was it? And I think Dwayne Bowe was on that team. But that was fucking insane. And Emil said, nah, the Giants are drafting Rome. So we got 3 for neighbors right now, and then we got 2 for the tackle. So we're going to lock in neighbors over there for the Giants. Okay. Now, Titans. Could be like 2011. I don't remember the exact year, so maybe it could be 2011. I know it was definitely before Andy Reid was there, for sure. And when did he get there? Like 13? So, yeah, I guess it was. It was probably something like that. Okay, so by consensus, neighbors to the Giants at number 6. And Marty said, which OT? I mean, the tackles that you got right now are the Penn State or the Oregon State. So, I mean, it would be either one of those. I mean, I think the Penn State guy, I mean, I know he's like one higher here, but I think he is like the guy who's just been number 2 on like all of the lists that I've, the big lists that I've seen. And Samuel said, Titans are drafting the tackle from Penn State. I mean, I think they're going to go tackle as well. Oh, 2014. Okay. He said, just horrible. It was the Jamal Charles era. Okay. All right, so we got multiple people going the saying the tackle. And what Derek say? Titans got OT and JC Latham. Well, I mean, but you need two tackles though. I mean, they I know that one of their weak spots is the tackle though, right? PB and Waiver said the OSU tackle's a run blocker. Okay. JC Latham, most likely a high first rounder, says the only OT invited. So who's that? Oh, right here. The Alabama? Okay. All right. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think? I mean, we had a lot of different answers on which tackle that the Titans are going to be taking here. So Emil said Penn State. Ricky said Penn State. Okay. Yeah. And versus spelling out, I mean, his name's crazy. Ofash. I'll call him Ofash. Oli Fosh. When I see JT Latham of Joe Alt's off the board. Okay. So we got two for Penn State right now. And two for Latham. And it's just because he went, is it just because he went to Alabama, or is it because specifically he's a run blocking guy? Let me go consult the big list of that I have of all these draft picks. Hold up. Let's see. Yeah, it's crazy because, Oli Fash and JC, I mean, shit, they're back to back. Definitely back to back. Emil said the problem with Latham is he might end up playing guard. Stranger said the downside of Latham is penalties. And Derek said it's because that's where all the experts have him going. Oh, okay. If that's where, just because we're all the experts have him, fuck the experts. We're locking in. We're locking in Oli from Penn State because the experts are always wrong. They're always fucking wrong. Okay, there we go. All right. ATL. Damn. All right, is ATL going to fuck around and get Romy Rome? Damn, because, yeah, I mean, they don't need – well, do they need corner? I don't know if they need to jump up to draft a corner. Dallas Turner. Whoo. Yeah, that'd be beastly. Who do they have right now? Is there edge rushers? Let's see. Where the hell? All right. There we go. Let's see. Yeah, Taquan Graham and Grady Jarrett. Yeah, they probably need Yeah, Mill said too high for a corner. This year it is. This year it is. Like, I don't think any cornerbacks go before the mid first, like 15, 16. I don't even know who are there. So the teams, but yeah, this year is like probably the worst cornerback year he's seen in a long time. Cause we were seeing guys go in the top five. I mean, the last couple of years, I mean, shit, the Sauce Stingley, we saw two guys go in the top four 2 years ago at cornerback. Yeah, this year's pretty weak though. All right, Marco said Dallas Turner. PB and Waiver said, yes, sir, Romy Rome. And Magic Man Ricky said Dallas Turner, ATL. And Derek said, this is where the experts have the Vikings jumping up to grab J.J. McCarthy. Man, I mean, I feel like that would be crazy if they did. But, yeah, that's funny. Man, PB and Waiver says, as a Falcons fan, I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out on drafting edge players. So you want them to draft Romy Rome. That's what you're saying. Okay, so we need. So you know what, PB and Waivers being our resident Falcons fan, he says go Romy Rome. Let's go Romy Rome. Okay. Now, appreciate you for always being on the live streams, PB and Waivers. Okay, now we got Chicago at number 9. What happens at number 9 now? I mean, if Dallas Turner is there, I mean, they could definitely take him. They definitely need more edge rush. They definitely need more offensive line help, though, as well, right? Like, is this where Latham would go? Emil said, I have Chicago going edge rusher. Give him Jared Verse. Okay. Ooh, Marco said, Latu to the Bears. Marty said, Romy makes sense, but 11 personal with Bowers and Pitts would be unprecedented. Yeah. Derek said, experts have Romy Roan going to the Bears, but y'all took him last pick. Man, screw the experts. Screw the experts. We're going to be the experts when they see this first round come in on Thursday and ours is so close to it. The experts are always wrong. Is that Mel Kiper and Todd McShay? Those guys suck. Remember when the experts said that Malik Willis, both of them said that Malik Willis was going to go to the Carolina Panthers 2 years ago and he didn't get drafted until the third round. And Magic Man Ricky said, Turner to the Bears then. I mean, yeah, why wouldn't they, right? Like, why wouldn't they get him there? I mean, I feel like he is the highest projected edge rusher out of everybody, right? Like, I'm not just because of this list. Because each of the three that were mentioned, Turner, Latu, Verse, I mean, I know that those are the consensus top three, like right there. Those guys should be number like 1, 2, 3 off the board for edge rushers. Yeah, Marty said, fuck Mel Kiper and all the experts. Marco said, we should ask Mel Kiper where he goes and, and then know where he doesn't go. All right, so we got a couple Turners to Chicago. Here we go. Okay, now at the 110, the Jets. I mean, Brock Bowers, he's definitely high. I mean, I feel like it's got to be Brock Bowers or what, Brian Thomas Jr.? I feel like Brian Thomas Jr. is just like, man, I mean, because do they even need offensive line help right now? I mean, they probably do. Yeah. That's what Emil said. Fuaga. Marty says Bowers. Yeah, see, look, and then we would have J.J. McCarthy going next to the Vikings more than likely. But what do you guys think? All right, so Ricky said Bowers. Marco said Bowers since Rome's already gone. All right, let's lock in Bowers at the number 10. Minnesota, I mean, got to be J.J. McCarthy, right? Marty, Minnesota Marty. Who you guys taking with number 11? Who you guys taking with number 11? Oh. Marty said that would be fantastic for the Jets, right? I mean, this is, you know, this is also assuming no trades, you know, happen, because we've already talked about there potentially being trades. And Marty said, JJ, no second thoughts. There you go. Okay. Now Denver. Feel like it's gotta be. I feel like for them, I feel like they should go edge rusher. They definitely could go wide receiver after getting rid of Jerry Jeudy. I mean, they might need a tackle. I mean, an offensive lineman, right? Like, I mean, that a lot of things here. Who are the QBs? Penix, Bo Nix, Spencer Rattler. Let's see. And Emil said Denver drafts Quinnen Mitchell. Okay, you think they're going to go corner. Okay. Magic Man Ricky said JJ to the Chargers and trade for picks. Jim gets his QB that keeps falling high off of. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And Marco said Bo Nix. And Ricky said Bo Nix to Denver. Who they QB? Right? I don't know. I don't know who is their QB. So that's what I'm saying. Is it going to be a Bo Nix? I mean, I know he's not. I mean, I like Michael Penix, though, too. Like, I really do feel like Michael Penix could go above Bo Nix. I mean, he seems, I know he's a lefty. Like, that's another thing. But, like, yeah, I would put in my vote for Penix. Like, here, that's where I'm putting in mine. Or maybe Arnold. Who's Arnold? Oh, the other corner. So what do you guys think? So we got a vote for Bo Nix. We got a vote. Well, two Bo Nixes. Two Penix. Who said corner? Emil said corner. Derek said Penix. So that's three for Penix. All right. We'll give it another sec while I pack this bowl. And especially like this year being the year of the QB. Like, people were making moves knowing that they were going to go after a QB, you know? Like, I mean, they definitely did that. And Marco said you could do votes on Twitch, you know that? Yeah, I do, but we got people watching all over the place. So, you know, I mean, there's people watching on Rumble right now, people watching on YouTube, on Twitch. Okay, so Penix. Oh, well, Neil said Penix will end up being a Raider. Not in this draft. Toyota One just voted for Penix as well. So not in this one. Penix is going. And then now, I mean, Raiders, that's where, I mean, I'll throw my hat in the ringer for Bo Nix there. And Marty said, certainly possible. For sure. I mean, we're talking literally one pick in a mock draft that we're doing right now. So, I mean, who knows how this is all going to play out. But based on this mock draft that we're doing right now, I'm gonna say Bo Nix for this next pick. What do you guys think? So this is the Raiders at pick 13. Marco said Nix means nothing in German. Oh, man. Might not be good. Okay. Well, we got everybody pretty much agreeing on Nix. Yeah, and we're definitely going to get a break on the QBs for a while after that. New Orleans. I mean, who's the wide receivers who are there? Brian Thomas Jr. I feel like, I mean, it's cornerback or edge rusher for them. Got to be cornerback or edge rusher for sure. Magic Ricky said Sean Payton don't want no black QB. Oh, man. Tackle. Okay. What are there? What are the Saints' big needs? Let's see. Yeah. O-line, D-line, and wide receiver. Definitely seems like their O-line, probably one of those issues. Oh, yeah. Marty said all it takes is one of those teams trading up to shake it all up. For sure. Yeah, this is our guess based on no trades happening. I mean, we were already talking about trades, but it's going to be hard for us to figure out, like, who would legit, you know, who would legit be the ones traded, all that. Oregon State. Okay. Fuaga, I think that's who everyone's talking about. According to the experts. Oh, man, I feel like we just might as well pivot then, because those fucks are always wrong. But I'm with you, though. The Oregon State, I'm with you guys on the Oregon State linemen. Emil said, Fontenot. I'm down to totally go Fontenot just to, like, curve the experts. Marco said, I'm talking about the tackle. Are both of those guys not tackles? I mean, we still got Latham as well. I mean, because Latham might, I mean, he's still there on our board. Like, you know. Because he hasn't gone yet. And I know, I mean, on the other list that I have, the one where it's like, the one where I was sharing all the info and it's like multiple consensus rankings all combined. I mean, he was the third guy off the board. Emil said, give Latham to the Bengals. Okay. So who are we going with this pick though? Who are we going with this pick then? Derek said he'd go Latham if he was still there. Emil says Fontenot. And Derek said, cause he's supposed to be gone already. Toyota one said, let's go Fontenot. All right, let's get another one. So give another name or two, and let's see. First name starts with an O. No clue how to spell it. I think he's already gone. I think that guy's already gone, Marco. That one's already gone. All right, well, we got multiple Fontenots, so that's where we're going with this one. All right, Indy. Indy definitely needs help in their secondary. I feel like they got to go cornerback. Mario said Latham if we're going OT. Well, we already went Fontenot. Fuck it. So what do you guys think about Indy? I feel like it's going to be a QB. Oh, man. Yeah, cornerback. Terry Arnold. Okay. You think Terry is going to be the first one off the board? Well, and Ricky just said cornerback, and that's it. So we'll go with the consent. If you guys just say the position, I'm assuming you'll just go with the consensus. So we got Derek said Terry Arnold. And Emil said Terry Arnold will go to the Jags. I mean, if he makes it there, if he's the first corner off the board, he might not. So who's your vote for this pick right here? I really thought Mitchell was the top cornerback. So I mean, that's who I'm gonna say. Marco said Mitchell. Emil said Jared Verse. Okay. All right, well, we got two for Mitchell right now, and that's pretty much it. We got a couple dozen people watching, so I mean, throw in some chats. Toyota one said Mitchell. All right, we're going Mitchell. Seattle now. Damn, like where do they go? I mean, I know they need a safety, but way too early to go safety. They're probably not doing that with their first pick. Man, I mean, is it O-line for them? I mean, definitely. I think it's going to be O-line for them, right? He's already gone. Marco, look at the screen. These are the guys who are available. We got Fuaga, we got Latham, we got Mims. Those are probably the guys who are going to be going in this range if it's a tackle going in this range. Ricky said, give me Kool-Aid all day. He slipped for personal reasons. Okay, so Marco said Fuaga. I'm with you on that. We'll go Fuaga. Who else? Throwing some names, guys. Bunch of people watching on Twitter and nobody commenting. Who do we think, guys? We got two for Fuaga right now. Derek said JC. Two for Fuaga, one for JC. All right, we got two for Fuaga, two for JC. All right, someone break the tie. Someone break the tie. Who's going to do it? Who's going to break the tie? Come on. All right. Minnesota Marty broke the tie with Latham. Latham to Seattle. Now we got Jacksonville. I mean, they got to go corner. And where is he? Where? Yeah, Kool-Aid. I think it's going to be Terry. Yeah, I'll say Arnold for that. Who else, guys, throw it in? Marco said Arnold. All right, let's lock him in. All right, where's Stranger? There we go. Stranger said, damn it, I wanted Latham. Well, if you're going OT or if you're going offensive lineman, here's who's available. And damn it, went right before you, two picks before. And let me know what positions you want me to show. Well, actually, if we just do all, here's all the top guys available, but yeah, let me know what to show. And Emil said, yo, Huss, this is great content. Thank you. Appreciate you. Appreciate you guys for jumping in as well. Because this is going to be fun. I mean, shit, we could do this like once a day, kind of just fucking around before the draft. I mean, this is, you know, this is fun. I want to be right about some of these picks, you know. I mean, and they're going against the experts. he's already gone, Marco. He's already gone. So Derek said Fuenga. And we're just going to let Stranger get this pick. But if he, these are the offensive linemen who are still there. He said, I've been paying attention. It's Mims. Fuaga is not a pass blocker. Okay. So here we go. Locking in Mims. Now we got the Rams. Okay. The Rams. I mean, shit, they have to go defensive line, right? I mean, man, you're losing Aaron Donald. well, let's see who. Yeah, do they go tackle though with the first? They may just go edge rush altogether. So what do you guys think? And Marco said, where did he go? He went. We had him going to Tennessee as the second lineman off the board at pick number 7. That's Oli. Let me see. What is it? Oliamua Fashano. Something like that. Emil said, Rams take Latu. Marco said Murphy to the Rams. Emil said Latu, Brian Murphy to the Rams. So who, I mean, the edge rushers, right? Or who, where's Murphy at? He's Ed. Murphy's in, is he an edge rusher? Or is he a DT? Is he a defensive tackle? No? Okay. Okay, he is a defensive tackle. Mark's okay, must have missed. And Madman Ricky said they have a first-round pick in years. Said, fuck them picks. And Derek said, let me see the QBs left. Spencer Rattler, Michael Pratt. I mean, it's, yeah, Spencer Rattler is the only other one who may be a little bit of a wild card. Yeah, those first guys, all the guys through Bo Nix, I feel like they're all going to be high first-rounders, kind of like we saw in, what was that, the Trevor year, the 2021. And because, yeah, then we'll get the other guys, Michael Pratt, Joe Milton. I mean, those might be like fifth, sixth, seventh round, like guys. Jordan Travis, leather late QB, like type pick. What? Derek said Spencer Rattler to the Rams. He ain't going in the first round. He's not going in the first round. There's just the, no, he just won't. He won't. And we're only drafting the first round. No, he won't. He won't go that high. He'll like, I don't even think he's going to go in the second. Like, he's going to be a third or fourth round guy. He's going to be, like, drafted similarly to Desmond Ridder and Malik Willis in the third round somewhere. Okay. I'm with you guys on then taking the DT. So, let's Murphy. Or wait. Well, actually, I guess we didn't. So, wait. Hold on. Damn, what? Marco said Spencer Rattler supposed to be a first rounder last year or so. Damn, and he stayed and then, yeah, got worse. So who do we think? Because, yeah, I'm with, Latu. I mean, in UCLA, like, I mean, that, you know, like, that's like a box office, like Hollywood, like, type move right there, right? And, I mean, so Latu, I mean, he's hella hyped. He's hella hyped. I mean, that's who I think that they're going to go with. I know they do need to replace Aaron Donald, but that's going to be impossible either way. It's going to be impossible either way. All right. Emil says Latu. Said lock in Latu. It just makes sense, right? Just makes sense. We'll wait another second. See if anybody else puts in any names before we do this. I'll hit this bowl real quick. Shout out to everyone rocking with us on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Rumble. Shout out, throw in some comments, be a part of this with us. All right, well, I'm hit this bowl. Let's see. Toyota One said lot two. Oh, yeah, everybody. If you want a raffle, your package is in the mail. I got back from the post office and I hopped on live. So I didn't. I didn't send the tracking numbers to people. Or actually, no, I did. I should have sent the tracking number to everybody. Never mind. I'm wrong about that. So you should have received a tracking number from me. Don't forget to check it out. All right. And lot two, it is. Now Pittsburgh. I mean, they need offensive line help like a motherfucker, right? Like, I feel like they have to go offensive line. Are you guys with me? Are you guys with me with that? And Derek said they need someone learning from Stafford. He's about to retire soon. Yeah, but they Rams could still draft him. They're just not going to draft him in the first. That's all I'm saying. What? Emil said Pittsburgh draft. Oh, the center. Oh, drafts the center from Oregon. Okay, so is that Fuaga? All I'm seeing here, because I don't know who the hell's who. This guy, Jackson Powers Johnson. Powers Johnson, okay. So we got one vote for the center, Powers Johnson. And let's see. I want to see where on this other list. You
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah, he's definitely not the highest rated center by far, but definitely the highest rated center. All right, anybody have any? So we got one for Powers Johnson. I'm just gonna say Fuaga, just because he's still the highest rated offensive lineman, and I know they need a multitude of offensive linemen help. But yeah, I see why Emil would say that. Definitely could be a thing, because I know Powers Johnson is still, even at this other list that I'm looking, there's only the guy from Duke and Fuaga. I mean, those are the only guys left who are above him, and he's like top 8 ranked. All right, anybody? Come on, guys. Throw a name in the hat. It's just me and Emil right now with Fuaga and Powers Johnson Jr. Emil said the guy from Duke will be a Dolphin. Okay. And he is, what is he? Is he a tackle? Okay, Toyota Fun said Fuaga. shrugging shoulders. Okay. Yeah. We'll see. Anybody else? Throw it in. Marco said Rex Burkhead. We're pretty much between Fuaga and Powers Johnson Jr. right now. And I almost trust Emil's opinion more than mine at this point, because he's got a rhyme and a reason why they should be drafting the center. I just know they need offensive line help, and Fuaga is the highest rated offensive lineman that's kind of left on the board. So come on, throw it in, guys. Throw it in. Okay. Marcos had already voted for Fuaga. Okay. All right. Well, that's who we're locking in. Miami. Okay. So yeah, let's see. So where do we think? Ooh, Emil said Xavier Worthy. Ooh. I like it. Going wide receiver, getting extra spicy, but someone who could do a lot of different things as well, like a crazy offensive weapon. And Emil said they need a receiver. Yeah, I mean, they do. They do. Let's see. Damn. I'm going to say Brian Thomas Jr. That's who I'm going to say then. I mean, shit, he's still there. He probably shouldn't still be there. So I'm going to say Brian Thomas Jr. But yeah, we know Xavier Worthy. He could do a lot. We got Mitchell in the mix still. We got Ladd McConkey. We got Troy Franklin. I mean, we got a bunch of guys. Bakes in the house. What up, bro? We're doing a first round NFL mock draft right now. Bakes said, how long you been live for? He said, I got to set up notifications for YouTube. About an hour and 20 minutes. About an hour and 20 minutes. We did, we talked a little bit of news first, and now we're doing a NFL first round mock draft. And we're just kind of going consensus. So just feel free to chime in with the name that you want to throw in the ringer on whatever pick we're talking about. Derek said Thomas Jr. as well. And Emil said, imagine Xavier Worthy and Tyreek on the Dolphins with all that speed. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that'd be super dope. I just know that Brian Thomas Jr. is ranked like higher on a lot of people's like big boards. So Yeah, I mean, that's that. I gotta go with that and just think that, like, the everyone's big boards I know is, like, different, but yeah. And Derek said, oh, Miami. He said, I'm going Worthy too. Okay, well, never mind. There we go. He said, I didn't know we were on Miami. That's who we're on. All right. So there we go. That changes it. Make sure you guys know what team we're talking about. that does make a difference. Yeah. Hey, Noble in the house.
I spilled some
glass
of
jerk,
but nothing was in it.
Oh, man.
It was an accident.
Oh, man. I heard it. It was all crazy.
You should watch the wrestling match between Stone Cold and The Rock.
Okay. Noble suggested that we watch the wrestling match between Stone Cold and The Rock. So we're going to have to do that pretty soon.
It's going to be 2001.
Oh, he said the 2001 version.
I'm coming back.
And Derek said, salute Noble. All right. Okay. Bakes at wide receiver. Said Thomas had the best year out of anyone in the TD department for a wide receiver. Okay. So who do we got? So we got two on Worthy. I'm going Brian Thomas Jr. So Bakes, are you saying Thomas as well? So it's pretty much 2-2. 2-2. So we need someone to break the tie. And that's assuming that Bakes was going Thomas and not just giving stats on Thomas. Okay, Marco says Worthy. All right, we'll just take that as the tiebreaker. Okay. Philly, stand up. Man. Did they add Brian Thomas Jr.? I'm throwing my hat in the ringer on Brian Thomas Jr. Emil said Cooper DeJean. Marco says Cooper DeJean. Yeah, they probably don't need wide receivers, but they probably do, like, as well. But no, they do need Derek said Philly goes center. Okay. Benjamin Ricky said they need a QB, 7 of them wide receivers for the champs. But yeah, Derek said Philly goes center after losing Kelsey. I'm with you on that. And that would be so who would that be? Is that Graham or is that so Powers is the top center, right? I mean, we got two for Cooper DeJean either way. We got two for cornerback, three for Cooper. Yeah, you know what? Well, we got everyone taking the sexy picks. So they're going Cooper. I don't know how sexy a white cornerback is, but enough voted for him. So there we go. Minnesota, where's Marty? Emil said, no, don't listen to Derek anymore. Because Derek's going with what the experts are saying. Oh, man. And Notorious said Lamb spent all that time and money on researching their first round pick to lose it. It's hilarious. Yeah. And so their pick would be Adunze if they actually get the pick, according to our consensus. Yeah, that'd suck. That'd suck for Atlanta. They lose the first round. And yes, Bakes, Joe Alt went off the board. You know what? Let's just go read for everyone who hasn't been here for a minute. So we got Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison, Joe Alt to the Chargers, Neighbors to the Giants, Fashanu to the Titans, another tackle, Adunze to the Falcons, Turner to the Bears, Brock Bowers to the Jets, J.J. McCarthy to Minnesota, Penix to Denver, Bo Nix to Vegas, Fontenu to the Saints, Mitchell to the Colts, Latham to Seattle, Arnold to the Jags, Mims to the Bengals, Latu to the Rams, Fuaga to the Steelers, Worthy to Miami, and Cooper DeJean to the Eagles. And now we got Minnesota. again, where's Minnesota Marty at? You guys got your QB already in round one. Where do you guys go with this? It's got to be Jared Verse, right? Or Byron Murphy. I mean, after losing Danielle Hunter, I mean, right? Who would it be? Or do you guys just go crazy and go Brian Thomas Jr.? Just make it like extra sexy. Is that who Marco said? Brian Thomas? Brian Thomas to Minnesota? Throw it in. Who's going to Minnesota? I'll say Jared Verse. I know they need more defense. I know you guys need more defense. And Notorious said, what would happen if Atlanta had traded their eighth round overall already? Would they lose next year's first, just hypothetically? I have no idea. That's a good question. I feel like it would be. I mean, they'd have to lose. I mean, I guess it just depends on what it is, but I feel like they would have to lose some kind of first, right? Emil said Jets traded Zach Wilson to the Broncos. What? I mean, the first round pick or what? All right. So what do we think? I mean, I'm throwing my hat in the ringer on Jared Verse. What do you guys think? Throw it in. Jets have traded Zach Wilson in a 2024 seventh round pick to the Broncos in exchange for a 2024 sixth round pick. Okay, that shit just happened. Well, yeah, Ricky said go with Verse. He slipped. Yep. Okay. So they traded for another backup. Arnold's already gone, Bakes. Arnold went to the Jags in this one. Cowboys. And that's what's crazy. Everyone's going to want him to take the sexy pick. Yeah, I guess there's not really too many offensive linemen unless they take the center. What do you guys think for Cowboys now? Yep, we talked about that in the first half of the show, Derek. Imagine Matt Ricky said, see, I told you he likes those white QBs. I mean, there's just more of them to go around. Bakes at Kool-Aid will drop. Yeah, second or third. Yeah, I mean, yep, sucks. He dropped. I mean, it's personal reasons, right? Nothing, but, you know, it is what it is. So who do we think with this pick? I mean, Byron Murphy would probably be huge for them as well. They really, I mean, O-line and D-line help is what they need. But, yeah, I know that, they're going to jump up on one of those guys or just try to see who they can get in the second. Imagine when Ricky said that they need a tackle. Is the Oklahoma tackle gone? Nope. He's the top guy available right now. But, yeah, offensive line is the Cowboys' weakest spot right now. I know they need help on both sides, right? They need help at the offensive line and the defensive line. So what do you guys think? Yep, Derek, you get to take your Cowboys pick. Throw it in. Who you going? Who you going with, Derek? Let's see it. What up, Tino? We're doing an NFL first round mock. Oh, Derek said they're going sexy and they're going Brian Thomas Jr. Do you think they're going to take him or do you want them to take him? That's what I want to know. Is this like, if he's there, do you think they take him? And Toyota once said Cowboys need a running back. Yeah, they're not getting a running back in round one, though. Nobody is. I mean, it could happen, but I don't think anybody does. So, Derek, I'll let you confirm. Is that what you want them to do, or is that what you think they're going to do? Okay, Derek said, I want Brian Thomas Jr. But I said, I think we take that guy. The Guyton guy shaking my head. All right. We got to do what's realistic. That's all. Derek wants a sexy pick for that. Green Bay. Okay. Who's Green Bay going to take? They're going to take a backup running back. They're going to take a backup quarterback with Spencer Rattler. Like here, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? Because they're always do some fucked up shit. They're definitely not drafting a wide receiver. Nobody better say no wide receiver because they are not drafting a wide receiver. They probably need a cornerback. And this is probably the time when another cornerback does come off the board. So Marco said Kool-Aid to Green Bay. Got Emil saying Wiggins. So that's one and one. I'll say Wiggins as well because I think Wiggins is still rated a little bit higher right now than Kool-Aid. So we got two for Wiggins. We got one for Kool-Aid. Tina said, I think we go best lineman and then running back next round. And there we go. That's what Derek said and locked it in. All right. Throw it in the chat. Who do you think they go with this one? This is the Packers who are on the board right now. Throw it in. All right, Toyota one said Wiggins. Tina said I helped the Cowboys trade up in this draft. All right, we're locking in Wiggins for Green Bay. Now we got Tampa Bay on the board. I mean, Bucks, like a lot of other teams, really, really need help in the trenches. What do you guys think? You think they could? I mean, shit, Byron Murphy's like still there. I think they go Byron Murphy. What up, Will? He said Zach Wilson to Denver. Yep, we just heard that. They went out and drafted another wide receiver. Tino said grab a Dunze and let's just run five. What? Oh, man. Emil said Tampa takes a safety out of Minnesota. You think in round one? I don't think a safety is going in round one. Derek said Tampa Bay, go Murphy. Yeah, I'm with that Murphy pick. Yeah, I don't think any safeties are going round one. Not this year. None of them are hyped like that. And yeah, the Minnesota one is the most hyped, and I think he's a second round guy. So we got two for Murphy as of right now. We got a Kool-Aid to Tampa. We got the Minnesota safety. Anybody else? If not, okay. Give another second. If not, it's gonna be me and all right, Toyota one. He's on the Murphy with us. There we go. And and Derek said Arizona takes Brian Thomas Jr. And they really could, right? Like, I mean, they really could. If he really fell that far. Like, who else would it be? That's if they go wide receiver. What else do they really need? I mean, shit, they need they do need a cornerback as well. Kool-Aid's still there. I mean, they need fucking help. They need edge rush help. They need help like everywhere. So I really think it would be Brian Thomas Jr. or Kool-Aid. I mean, Brian Thomas Jr. is the sexy pick. Kool-Aid definitely is going to help their team like crazy. Marco said Robinson to the Cards. Okay, yeah. I mean, edge rusher. They do need someone like that. They also do have another pick, right? That's coming up right in the beginning of the second round. Brian Thomas Jr. and Kool-Aid, they ain't lasting to that. Well, I mean, who knows if Kool-Aid will. Brian Thomas Jr. definitely not live. Brian Thomas Jr., if he doesn't go this pick, I would say he's going the next pick to Buffalo. And Toria said Adunze going to the Bears at number 9, especially if Atlanta loses their 8th pick. I mean, we have Adunze going 8. So, yeah, if he was there at the next pick, that would definitely be something. And Tino said, what team do you think makes a trade up? So, I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure. Like, that's what's crazy is, like, Emil was saying maybe the Chargers trade up jump up to number 3 so they could grab Marvin Harrison Jr. Would be super, super cool. But I said the Chargers suck. Like, they don't do cool shit like that. Like, last time they jumped up in the first round was to jump up to grab Kenneth Murray over Patrick Queen and Jordan Brooks. That's kind of moves that the Chargers do when they jump up. And Derek said, you go Brian Thomas Jr. here would be a powerhouse automatically. Yeah, I mean, it does make him a powerhouse for sure. It does. And especially after getting rid of, getting rid of Marquise Brown. So, but what does everybody think? Because I'll go with that. I mean, it makes it more fun, right? At least for the Cardinals. Like, man, I mean, we'd be really excited to see what that offense looks like. So I'll go with Brian Thomas Jr. with Derek. But what's everybody else think? Throw some names. We're almost done. We're almost done. We only have a couple picks left. We only have 2, 4, 6 picks left. Tino said Pitt has to be involved with the trade. They got a shit ton. Maybe 3rd, 4th, 5th spot would be interesting. Maybe, but they don't really trade up like that. Like, it's not really their nature. And Bake said Brian Thomas Jr. won't drop this far, in my opinion. He might not. He might not. But but for the sake of this, he has dropped this far. Toyota one said Thomas Jr. Marco said, if I had to take a shot every time you hating on the Chargers, I'd hit a double A meeting after the stream. Bro, it's not me talking shit if I bring up true 100% facts. And the last time the Chargers traded up in the first round, that's what the fuck they did. That's not me hating on them. That's me calling them out. That's me calling them out. Oh, man. And Magic Man Ricky said, show me the list. Well, here we go. What list do you want? This is just everybody. If you want me to click on a specific position, I can. Tina said, how many linemen you guys got in that first round? And do you guys got the QBs in the first 3 picks? So let me just go back and read. So Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Yep, first three picks right there. Marvin Harrison Jr. and Joe Alt. So there's the first lineman. So that's number one. Neighbors, Fashanu. I don't know how to pronounce it. Ole. That's two. And then we got Adunze, Turner, Bowers, McCarthy, Penix, Bo Nix, Fontenot. That's three. Latham, that's four. We got the cornerbacks, Mitchell and Arnold right in there. And then Mims, that's number five. And then we got Latu and Fuanga, that's six. And then Worthy, Cooper Dijon, Jared Verse, Guyton, that's seven. So we got seven offensive linemen off the board. Dallas taking the last one at number 24. And then we got Wiggins and Byron Murphy off the board as well. And Bake said it's appropriate. Fuck the Chargers, but I'm a Raider, so I'm biased. And Tino said this is about to be the first round with no linemen took in the first round and three QBs in the top three. Yeah, just way different, right? Way different. All right, so, all right, we had a few for Brian Thomas Jr. Now where are we going? Like, I feel like it's got to be, I mean, come on, man. Buffalo, their biggest need right now seems to be the wide receiver. So I'll just leave it on wide receiver. Do they go Mitchell, McConkey, Franklin, Keon Coleman? I mean, it would be one. I don't think Ricky Purcell like drops. And Tina said easily one LB, not of the draft. Yeah. Latu's a motherfucking weapon. He should be one, but he got hurt for sure. For sure. Magic Man, Ricky, they need an edge and a QB. They're not taking two wide receivers. They probably wouldn't, but Brian Thomas Jr. probably wouldn't be there as well. And I feel like if he was, they would have to. And we needed more people just saying other names. So we didn't have three winning. Okay, Derek said Mitchell. I'm with that too. I mean, he's pretty much the top guy. Like right now, Troy Franklin definitely dropped in hype after the draft. Okay, now we got the Lions. I mean, where do we think the Lions go? I feel like Robinson. I mean, he's the next big edge rusher off the board. I mean, we got multiple Robinsons up here, but the Penn State Robinson's the guy who I'd be saying right there. What do you guys think? And if there's a specific position that you need me to click on, let me know. Marco said Lions need a kicker. Where do we think that the Lions go? Because, I mean, they could go Kool-Aid as well. I mean, it's not like they don't need any DBs. Tina said maybe the Bills trade up to that 20-25 spot. Is that a weird zone to draft? It kind of is a weird zone to draft. Like, it's almost like you only jump up in that spot if you really, really have a guy that you don't think is going to make it to them. And where they are, I mean, I feel like they have to have a couple guys in mind that they want. So Derek said Robinson. Emil said Kool-Aid. Marco says Robinson or Power says two for Robinson, one for Kool-Aid. I'm with the Robinsons. That's what I'm going to say as well. So that's three for Robinson. Tina said Lions take a lineman. Well, offense or defense? Because Robinson, the one we're talking about, is a defensive lineman. Which one are you talking about? And really, I know there's a couple more guys who could be fringe first rounders, but it's like that center is the guy. Tino said O-line. So, I mean, the guy who they really – it's this Graham Barton, Jackson Powers Johnson, Jordan Morgan from Arizona. I mean, there's only a couple guys who I feel like are still first rounders. All right. We got everyone going Robinson, so that's who we're locking in. D-Rob going to Detroit. Baltimore now. Damn. Baltimore, they really need cornerback help, right? I mean, they need O-line help too. Do they need a center? I don't even know who the hell their center is. What does Baltimore really need? Let's see. Yeah. I mean, they always need wide receiver help. But yeah, I mean, O-line, wide receiver, DB. I mean, those are the three needs that they need. Where do we think? Damn, where do we think that Baltimore goes here? Because, like, I don't know. Do they try to go DB and just go Kool-Aid because they feel like they're getting them at a good spot right there? Or do they go with the Duke guy? Or, I mean, shit, they always need wide receiver help. I mean, man, McConkey, Troy Franklin, Keon Coleman, Ricky Purcell, Roman Wilson, Xavier Leggett. Magic Man Ricky says Kool-Aid. Tino said, yeah, probably wide receiver. Marco says Kool-Aid. So we got two for Kool-Aid right now. Tino said OBJ almost dead. Might as well get a young gun. I mean, and they keep missing. So it's like they got to keep like trying to take shots. I mean, Zay Flowers, I mean, he's finally a hit. But like who would be the one that they go for here? Because now it's also like a weird like type of situation to like who fits best into whose system. We got three for Kool-Aid, so I feel like it's, man, we might just be Kool-Aid here. Yeah, let's see. Because I'll go with the consensus Kool-Aid as well. Derek said Troy Franklin. Every time I hear Franklin, I always think of Clifford Franklin from The Replacements. Are you the man tonight, Clifford Franklin? What? He was hiding behind the jukebox, wasn't he? Man, at first, I admit, I was afraid. Man, I was petrified. All right. We're going Kool-Aid. San Fran in Kansas City. Man, San Fran. They never... they never have first round picks. Like, this is weird. Marco Frank Gore. Tino said, would you trade OBJ your two first picks for neighbors? And your two first picks for neighbors? Yeah. Why OBJ? He said that would be a blockbuster trade. All right. Where's San Fran go? What does San Fran need? Offensive line, right? They need interior line because that Duke guy, he's Graham Barton. He might be the guy. What do you guys think? Or edge rush? Definitely always needing DBs. I mean, who's the highest DB right now? Ennis Rackstraw? Rakestraw? Rakestraw Jr.? I don't know. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Bake says Wilson. Derek said 49ers go Barton. O-line, yeah. I mean, right? And Tino said someone always moves up to try. Yeah. Ravens. I mean, Bill's probably not going to drop. They probably need to get the wide receiver unless, you know, every guy's gone who they say or who they want, you know. But, yeah, I mean, these last picks in the first round, super big candidates for people to trade out. Bake said Roman Wilson replaces Ayuk. And so we got a couple Bartons. So, right, I mean, Barton, O-line for the Niners. So that'll just be with the consensus. So that's Barton. That's Barton. So we got three there. Marco said they drafted Frank Gore. Trust me, I know I'm from the future. They don't have to draft him in the first round as the first running back overall. I'm with you guys. Let's lock in Barton for the Niners. And then KC. KC gets their choice of whatever wide receiver. I mean, they're going wide receiver, right? And Tina said, damn, Ayuk trade could be saved for draft day, right? Like, whoo, we've seen some big wide receiver trades on draft day the last couple years. Okay. Do we all think that Kansas City goes wide receiver with this pick? Derek said KC goes Troy Franklin. I mean, it probably should be. It could be Roman Wilson. And Biggs said, if all these wide receivers are on the board, KC will wait till round two. Well, why? Who else? Well, this is just the year of the wide receiver. Like, look at how many we've had taken. 1, 2, 3. Maybe not. 4, 5, 6. I mean, the most wide receivers that were ever taken in one round was 7. So, I mean, this, it could tie it with this pick, but also, like, when do the Chiefs actually pick next? Let's see. Let's see when their next pick is after that. Yeah, I mean, they have they don't have any higher than their second pick, so they have the 64th pick. I mean, you're either going to get one of the wide receivers that you want, or, I mean, you're not getting nobody. I mean, because, I mean, for sure, all those guys are gone before the end of round two. I mean, but how many more guys go before the end of round two? Because, yeah, I mean, we're still talking. I mean, Roman Wilson, we think, is a round two guy, if not a round one. I mean, yeah, maybe he sneaks in at the end of round one, but maybe not. Like, but all these guys are round two picks, like right here. Ladd McConkey, Franklin, Coleman, Purcell, Roman Wilson, Leggett, Polk. And I don't even know about Curley. He might not go in the second round, even though he's kind of like rated to be in the top 64 or whatever. But yeah, like you're going to maybe get one of those guys, or you're going to get the guy that you want. Magic Man Ricky said, if you wait at 64, you're getting Jerry Rice's son. And Bake said they need O-line help to replace Orlando. So they didn't do that last year efficiently. So let's see. Ricky said, Ladd to the Chiefs, former wide receiver, former QB, former DB, checks all the boxes. Okay. So that's one. Toyota one's just going with whatever the consensus is. So we got a Troy Franklin. We got a Ladd McConkey. I don't know. And we actually got a Franklin from Toyota one. Tina said, nope. KC takes another beast O-line and rides Mahomes skills to the promised land. And Magic Man Ricky said, or Leggett. Bake said they need O-line help. Yep. And Marco specifically with the O-line. So who the hell is that King? Who is that? Oh, right here, BYU. I don't know why I was overlooking it. Okay. He could be in the mix. I've gone real specific with the offensive lineman. Perfect. Tino said, watch the Chiefs get Kool-Aid and then know the draft is rigged. Well, Kool-Aid could drop to the second round. I mean, we're not judging him based on, like, his personal, like, you know, shit that some of these teams might be judging him off of as well. Bake said Bowers would be a good fit in KC. Ricky said LT, the Paul, the second, putting the second from Houston. So who do you think? Oh, yeah, that's what you think. Wait for that guy, huh? So yeah, what do you think, Magic Man Ricky? You're our resident KC fan. So where do you think KC's going with this pick, assuming the board plays out just like the way that it's played out right now? Marco said, like I said, Alex, you need glasses. Shut the fuck up. And Bake said Kool-Aid could have been better if it wasn't for the injury last year. 2022 tape was vicious. Yeah. Let's see what Magic Man says. Let's see it. He said, Ladd, he said, Mahomes will love him. He said, he's a senior. He plays like Kelsey. He can play the X and the Z. All right. And there we have it. Here we go. So here, if we had no trades, this is how ours would have played out. Mills said KC takes the center. They could. And Strange says, Bengals representative, I'm officially sending the owner of pick 33 and then trade up. The offer would be pick 49 and 80 for pick 33 and round six. I'd go for a round seven or give up necessary at 33. Newton. We're almost over. I just got to read off this. Noble's ready. I'm reading off. What?
You should watch it on your show.
Oh, no, we're not going to watch it on the show because the sites wouldn't like it. They'd take us down. They won't let us watch wrestling.
Dang.
Yeah, we can't show it. So here we go. Ha! Marco said they talk about 2020 vision. Yours is 420 for sure. Oh, man, you're a savage. And, okay, so here's how it all played out with our draft. Very, very interesting. We have no trades in the first round, so that's why things worked out certain ways that they did. But we got Caleb at the first overall pick, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals, Joe Alt, first lineman off the board to the Chargers, Malik Nabers to the Giants. We got another lineman, Oli Fosh going to the Titans, Rome Odunze to the Falcons. This is assuming that they don't lose their first round pick. Dallas Turner going to the Bears, Brock Bowers going to the Jets, JJ McCarthy going to the Vikings, Michael Penix Jr. going to the Broncos, Bo Nix to the Raiders, Troy Fontenu to the Saints, Quinyon Mitchell to the Colts, JC Latham to the Seahawks, Terry Arnold to the Jags, Amarius Mims to the Bengals, Latu Latu to the Rams, Talise Fuaga to the Steelers, Xavier Worthy to Miami, Cooper Dijon to the Eagles, Jared Verse to the Vikings, Tyler Guyton to the Cowboys. Nate Wiggins to the Packers, Byron Murphy to the Bucks, Brian Thomas Jr. to the Cardinals, Adonai Mitchell to the Bills, Demarion Robinson to the Lions, Kool-Aid to the Ravens, Graham Barton to the 49ers, and Ladd McConkey to the Chiefs.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.